This, whoops. All right, so you guys can, you can have the middle here. Come on, come on over. John and Jean are coming home. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. This is a great day, folks. This is something that we have so many folks, praise God, wanting to become a part of our church that we've had to designate a week for that to happen, or else it would happen every single Sunday. And so I just praise God. Yes. I know my head will probably be blue, but we need the screens. So there we go. Look at that. Fills up the screen this morning. We have Laura and Lawrence and Jonathan and Rachel and India that are going to join us today. And we have John and Jean that are going to join us today. And we have Shane and Lisa and all the girls. Yeah. So we welcome you guys and we thank you so much for being a part of this. Now, just a little logistics here. What we're going to do is we're going to have all the adults. I'm going to talk to all the adults first, and then we will invite you up. I just did it alphabetical, so you all will come up, and I'll baptize you, and then you all, and Shane and Laura, when I'm baptizing your kids, if you want to stand behind them, I totally invite you to do that, all right? All right. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All of this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging of God claiming us as His own. It is a beginning of a lifelong journey. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. All right, Laura and John and Jean and Shane and Lisa, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? I do. I feel like you're a long ways away. Come on in, guys. Come on in. And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? I do. Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? According to the grace given you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? I will. As a member of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As a member of this particular congregation, First United Methodist Church, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? I will. The membership covenant that you signed states this: I will grow spiritually and support the spiritual growth of our church community. I will share in the purpose of our church community. I will find some way to grow in faith apart from Sunday morning worship, and I will protect the unity of our church community. Do you fully understand this covenant and promise to uphold it? Members of the household of God, I entrust these individuals to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, perfect them in love, and show them how a true community of faith stands with them in the crossroads of life. Would you stand and face the congregation as they talk to you this morning? Please respond, congregation.